Galesburg's Morning News.
842 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Tyler Bachman. Glad to have you with us on this Monday morning. Well, the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce looking for nominations for their board of directors and committees and those things. We're going to find out about that. Also, an announcement of a big holiday event coming to Galesburg. Joining us to talk more about it, the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, Jessica Linder. Jessica, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good. I was almost going to say the new, but since you've been here already and you're what, a couple months in or so?
We're almost to three.
Almost to three now. Good.
Almost a vet.
Good. You're a veteran.
We haven't scared you away yet. That's
not
good.
Not yet.
Well, thanks for coming in again with us this morning. Well, let's start about with the board of directors. You're looking for how many people on the board, and if somebody has a suggestion to nominate somebody, which you're looking for, how would they go about that?
Yeah, so we've got four seats to fill this year, and we are looking for suggestions on who to choose from. So it's a big community. It's hard to see everybody, and we need our membership to step up and say, hey, here's who I think you should put on your board this year, because I'm certainly not going to see everybody, and same for our current board. So that's what we're looking for. Right now, we've got on the top of our Facebook page, if you go find Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, you'll find a link to a survey pinned right there at the top, and you can go through that survey and put in some suggestions.
So what if, is it just nominations, or what if somebody is interested, hey, I would like to do that, can they go in and put their name in?
I don't see any reason why not. If you're interested, Tom, you go throw your name in there.
I'll throw Tyler's name in. Yeah, maybe Jim also, since you need four.
Yeah, do you find, I mean, in this and in experience, that it's, I keep hearing that it's harder to get people to do things beyond boards and that sort of thing than it was in the past. Can that still be a struggle at times?
Yeah, that's something that we talk about as, you know, other execs in the area, chamber execs, other associations. We all have the same problem where people are kind of have overactivity exhaustion at this point. It tends to be the same people stepping up, and those people are getting exhausted, and that's kind of what countries across Illinois, across the U.S. are finding, is that people are kind of tired. So we need some fresh names and people that are ready to step up. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit about the duties that a board member would have.
Yeah. So our board members are expected to come to our board meetings every month. They are expected to kind of uphold, they are the face of our organization. So as a board of directors, they set the vision for the organization. Kind of the division there is our board kind of says, here's where the chamber's going. Jessica, you go make that happen. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it goes. And they, they're expected to kind of do their work, to serve on committees, to be involved and help drive that vision as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any things that you probably do in your mind that you're hoping to take things certain directions, but you kind of wait for some input to kind of, mm-hmm. like you said, kind of push you that way?
I mean, I think to some extent, probably everyone does that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. In any line of work.
Right. I'll say right now, my vision for this year is that I'm really hoping that we get a lot more people involved with committees. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's an area where in a lot of organizations, people forget that you can have a huge impact on a committee as much as you can on a board. Those are the life and blood of our Chamber of Commerce, and that's where the work happens. So if you can get involved and be helping plan those education sessions and be going out and meeting chamber members and being the face for us, I think that's huge. And that's where I really want to see people jumping up to.
So you mentioned the committees. Are these committees with board members broken up into committees? Are people like that are not on the board also can be on committees?
Yeah, you don't have to be on the board to be on a committee. Each committee has one board member on it to kind of help the communication there. But the committees are made up of other people. So we've got four committees who are seeking people to join them this year. We've got our advocacy division, which was previously government affairs and transportation. There were two committees. We're going to put them together. Mm-hmm. And their job is to decide what we need to advocate for, what's hot and happening as far as legislation in the business community. And they decide that. We've also got our ambassadors, and they're our kind of PR arm of the chamber there, who if you're a chamber member who you've probably met with before, they go out and visit members and kind of bring it back. There's just more members than I can sit down with in a year. So they're kind of how we get that done. And then our professional development committee is who sets the educational opportunities that members go to, those workshops and seminars. So they set those up, they plan them, bring in speakers and things. And then Young Professionals of Galesburg is looking for young professionals who want to join them. So anybody under 40 years old can join them, and they do networking opportunities specifically for young professionals and development for them, as well as some mentorship and volunteer.
Guess that leaves us out.
Just said it. Okay, I'm anxious to hear about this holiday thing.
All right, Jessica Linder joining us. She is the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And again, you can nominate people. You can go to the website. And is that for the committees also?
Committees or? Also. Okay. Same survey.
All right. So if you're interested, then contact the chamber. Okay. So we've got a big announcement. And you did tell me about this. And I'll tell you what, you guys did a great job of keeping this under wraps, because you asked me, have you heard about this? And you gave me the name of the event. Like, no. And normally here we're relatively well informed. You know, we've got the mayor at the top, and it's true. Sometimes in a meeting we'll hear about different things before the rest of the community might hear about it. But this one, you did a great job of keeping it under wraps. So a big holiday event that is coming to Galesburg. Tell us what it is and tell us about it.
Yeah. So we've got an event that's been in the planning for only a couple months now. And it is called Galesburg Express Believe in the Magic. So it's going to be a downtown holiday festival. It's going to happen December 11th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's going to be a number of facets to it. So the Carl Sandburg train coming down from Chicago is going to have performers from Sugar High Theatricals downtown on it in the Galesburg cars. So from Princeton to Galesburg, they'll be caroling, performing, playing with the kids, kind of hanging out on the train to create kind of a Polar Express type environment.
Hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. And then when they get off in Galesburg, they'll get off to a festival. And that's where everybody coming in on the train and all of our locals can kind of join together. And there'll be activities throughout town.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds really cool. So if somebody, I mean, do you expect people to maybe take the trip up just to be able to be on the trip back, or even just the trip to Princeton, get off there, yeah, to be on the train to come back?
Yeah, you sure can. This year, we're kind of keeping it smaller just to pilot it out. So This is kind of the brainchild of Shea Willies originally. Brenda over there had this great idea. And since it was late in the game, we said, okay, let's do a small event and see how it goes. And then next year, try and get more of our entire Amtrak corridor involved. So it'll be a bigger train that people can ride a little further.
So all the activities are going to kind of obviously take place in the downtown area, Seminary Street. Yeah. And one of the things that's you're going to have something, I guess, a little bit later that's going to be happening actually at the depot itself?
It is. So let me kind of tell you the activities that'll happen. So throughout the day, we'll have actors and different singers will be performing along Seminary Street and throughout downtown, caroling and such. The Orpheum's going to have two free showings of the Polar Express that day. Prairie Player Civic Theater is going to perform 30-minute adaptions of A Christmas Carol throughout the day. It'll be free for kids to attend as well. And then Santa and Mrs. Claus will be at Discovery Depot there in the afternoon. Kids will be able to go visit and do some crafts with Polar Express. And then the day will wrap up at 5:30. We're going to do a Christmas tree, holiday tree lighting out in front of the train depot.
Nice.
And that's going to be sponsored by the Chamber. And the City of Galesburg, CenturyLink, and Kohl's have kind of made that happen for us.
Is it an existing tree that's already standing there, or are they bringing a special tree in? Or
we're going to use the big kind of pine tree that's sitting just next to the depot out there. So it's there.
Perfect.
Yeah. That'll be exciting, and we'll bring in carolers for that as well, have a couple speakers, and the YMCA is helping us find a special child who's going to get to light the tree that day.
Yeah, that is really good. I know some of the bigger cities have done these things for years, and you know, why not the smaller communities have a similar thing?
Absolutely. I think it's a great chance for us to all come together and celebrate, and it's a weekend in December when we'd probably all be hibernating anyway, so why not get out and shop all of our businesses downtown and throughout the community? We're inviting businesses and kind of getting in contact with them in the next few weeks as well, inviting them to keep their doors open that day and run some specials or have special things people can do, so keep an eye out for that.
And Tom will be in shorts for the lighting of the tree.
Okay, mark that down.
Jessica Linder joining us. She is the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. The Galesburg Express Festival, and what was the rest of the...
It's the Galesburg Express, and then the taglines, Believe in the Magic.
Believe in the Magic. Galesburg Express, Believe in the Magic. 10 to 6, December 11th.
Now, that's a Sunday, right?
It is a Sunday.
Yeah. All right. So, really, that sounds like it's really going to be an outstanding event, and it's you know, all ages, it sounds
it
like.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And if you'd like more information on the event, you can go to the to our Experience Galesburg, our Visit Galesburg.com webpage. The CVB's got some information for you, and there'll be an event on Facebook as well that they're getting up.
All right. Well, that's going to be a really cool thing for the city of Galesburg. And yeah, I mean, I would suggest it would actually be kind of cool to take that train trip if you're going to Chicago, or even just take the
Train
to Princeton in the morning and catch that coming back with the carolers and everything. That would be a really cool experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anything else going on that we need to know about?
I think that's about it. We're kind of gearing up for 2017 at the Chamber, so we're in planning mode right now. Working on getting everything set for you all, and we'll have some more fun stuff coming next year.
All right. So if you're interested in being on the board or on a committee, or you know somebody you think would be good, again, nominations, they can go to your website.
They sure can. It's galesburg.org.
Jessica, thanks so much for your time. We always appreciate it, and looking forward to the event. We'll probably get you on, and we'll have some others on, probably talk about that as it draws a little
Absolutely.
Nearer.
Absolutely.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.